This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In Bangladesh, garment workers and their unions are still fighting for safe working conditions, even after two major disasters in the past year. In November 2012, 117 workers were killed in the Tazreen fire. In the Rana Plaza building collapse, which occurred in April of this year, 1,300 workers, mostly young women, were killed and 2,500 injured. Two global union federations have been leading the fight to compensate the victims of the disasters and win better fire and safety laws. And Esrial represents the garment workers at the world level. Uni represents many of the retail workers who sell clothes made in Bangladesh. They have managed to convince 116 international companies to sign a legally binding agreement called the Fire and Safety Accord. These companies do not include Walmart or The Gap. They have come up with a do-nothing scheme with voluntary provisions. I talked to Kalpona Akhtar. Ms. Akhtar is the executive director of the Bangladesh Center for Worker Solidarity, one of the country's most prominent labor rights groups. I asked her about the accord being legally binding and how it would work.
International labor movement these days is doing enormous work, like Uni Global and Industrial is one of the biggest player of this accord. This has been signed by 100 fashion brand and retailers. So they're playing a vital role in this movement. The accord is legally binding, and the legally binding means is that if accord signatory companies fail to comply with the accord's standards, then they can be sued in their native countries. Court. So we just mean it is legally binding.
Is that one of the reasons the American companies such as Walmart don't want to sign the accord, because they would be legally liable in the U.S.?
Yes, that is the one reason that they don't want it to sign this. I would say a different thing, that they really don't want it to do anything to improve the working condition. If they would do, then they don't need to fear about this legally binding or not legally binding, okay? So they really don't have any intention to make a real change. That is why they're, you know, by accusing that this is, or making an excuse that this accord is legally binding and we don't want it to sign on it.
Would companies that have to work with the provisions of the accord have to find a union partner in Bangladesh to have the accord implemented in their factories?
The accord itself is signed with the union, the global union, and local union along with them. And there is one union, progressive one, the Bangladesh Garment Industrial Workers Federation, that we work with. Okay, so they are also one of the signatory. So the accord says that the workers will be in the board, in the table, in the improving process. What I believe, the worker justice always, you know, start with worker safety. So accord would be like one of the tools to get unionized all these factories. But in this moment, yes, it will help to have sort of a safety committee at the factories, but it will work with the local union, the Bangladeshi union, during its implementing process.
There are 5,000 garment factories in Bangladesh, employing some 4 million workers. How will the owners of those factories be forced to follow the accord?
Bangladeshi factories are not obligated to sign this accord. They don't need to do that. It is like international companies who need to sign this accord, okay? So the Bangladeshi company will need to follow the local domestic labor law. And in coming days, that accord going to train workers about the safety. But in the same time, it will also teach workers association rights. So when workers would know this association right, definitely they will give a step forward to organizing and join with union. And moreover, this accord going to cover about 2,000 factories. That's a huge number.
Just after the Rana Plaza disaster, the Bangladesh government amended its labor code. But the amendments were very weak, and the international labor movement demanded new revisions. The government then introduced even more amendments. What do you think of the latest version of the labor code?
The amended labor code, some clauses of that, it is anti-worker rights, okay? So, like, there is a clause, it says that the workers will lose their jobs automatically if they are not at their workplace in a row 10 days. So, this is one. I mean, the country where the factory owners are within the government, how you can ensure that workers was in the factory and they haven't allowed to be you know, present in the factory, and then company would say they have lost their jobs. So this is one of the portion, and it says that when workers lose their jobs, they are not, they cannot get their all the severances and everything. And one other thing, that if workers are dismissed for any misconduct, if it is proved, the workers will not get any severances, I mean the dismissed benefit, what was in the previous law, which is, you know, anti-workers. And it, other point, it is also says that in coming days, the factories can outsource the workers, and outsourcing workers would not have union rights in the factory.
10% of the parliamentarians in Bangladesh are owners of garment factories. In light of this, how can you force the government to pass decent labor laws for garment workers?
It is so difficult. That is why we are asking for international solidarity, because if we have international solidarity, that can make maybe things a little more easier to fight.